And you have not come to that life which God wants you to. Like Peter said, I'm going to go fishing. He was very confident because he's an expert fisherman. And many of us have thought, we've heard so much in CFC. We know the truth. We'll be able to live like that. And you discovered in this year, like the Israelites discovered under the old covenant, that you cannot keep God's standard. Have you discovered it? I hope you have. I discovered it one day in my life. And it became the day I was delivered. When I realized that no matter how much I grit my teeth and determine, I will never be able in my entire life to keep God's standards. And if some of you think like that, maybe you have to go through another 10 years before you discover it. God has to bring us to a zero point. We're all pretty high. And if you have not overcome yet, I'll tell you, it's because you haven't come to that zero point yet. Like you heard in that illustration, you messed up a few machines in the factory, but it's the day you mess up the biggest machine and you realize you're absolutely useless, that day God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. When you realize you cannot make it. God does not give the Holy Spirit to those who feel they deserve Him, or they feel they are better than others, or they have prayed sufficiently or fasted sufficiently. These are all the schemes of Satan. It's like the people looking for forgiveness of sins by going on a pilgrimage or lighting candles or rolling on the ground or dipping in some river. Where did they get forgiveness? I know I got forgiveness when I realized I can never get even one sin of mine forgiven. I got to, like we sing in that song, nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. As a foul person, I fly to the fountain of blood. Wash me, Savior, or I die. You know that song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Beautiful song. I cannot make it. And the disciples that day, it was the last miracle Jesus did before he went up to heaven. John 21. They tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and failed. 5 o'clock in the morning, they gave up. Then Jesus came, said, I believe with a little touch of humor, well, boys, did you get any fish last night? No, Lord. Why didn't the Lord tell them that at 6 o'clock the previous evening? You're not going to get it. You're going to waste your time. No, he didn't tell them because they had to learn it. He allowed you the whole of 2018 to try. We've come to the end of it. Have you succeeded? Has it become 5 o'clock in the morning for you now? Can you see Jesus on the shore saying to you today, cast your net on the right side. Listen to me. And you've come to the place where you have no confidence in your own ability anymore. But you have faith. You'll do what the Lord says. What the Lord is saying, will you let me write my law in your heart? Will you allow me to put my law in your mind and write in your heart? Will you come to me as a helpless person and say, Lord, I can't keep your will, but I want to. You've put the desire in me to want to. And I want it desperately enough to cry out to you. You know, Jesus cried out with loud crying and tears. Cry out like that in your heart, even if you don't make a noise with your mouth, in your heart. Lord, I want this coming year to be different. I want to be an overcomer. And the Lord says then, I'll do something about your past. Hebrews 8:12. I will not only forgive your past, like we spoke about that curtain falling right behind me. He says, I will not remember the past. You look back and you would have committed zero sins in your life. I will not remember your sins anymore. You look at God's record and there's zero in it. Isn't that good for us? I thank God that I can look back and say, wow, What a life I've lived without committing a single sin in 79 years. I have that joy. In God's eyes, I stand as a person who from the day I was born never committed a sin in 79 years. People say it's arrogance, Brother Zach. It's not arrogance, it's faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not only to cleanse me, but to declare me righteous. The meaning of Romans 5:9, justified by His blood. I hope all of you will begin the new year justified by His blood. Forgetting the things that are behind. A curtain right behind you. I don't see anything. It's all gone. In Lamentations 3 it says, His mercies are new every morning. What does that mean? His mercies are new every morning. Do you know that verse? Lamentations, it's a great verse. If you don't know it, let me show it to you. It helped me a lot, that verse. It'll help you too. In Lamentations, we read in 3:23. I like some of these verses, easy to remember, 3:23. They are new every morning. Mercy is the quality with which God forgives my sin. So when it says His mercy, Lamentations 3:23, is new every morning. I hope you know where Lamentations is. It's after Jeremiah, towards the past the middle of your Bible. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. They are new every morning means when God looks at me today, and if I slip up today in some area, oh Lord, some bad thought came into me. Oh, the Lord says, oh, that's the first time you sinned. I'm glad to forgive you. First time I sin? Yes. Because His mercy is new today. That's the meaning of His mercy is new every morning. He doesn't say, well, I've been merciful to you for so many years, man. That's not what He says. It's new every morning. I rejoice in the power of the blood of Christ. It's way beyond what we imagine. You know, because we are used to merciless people, we are dealing with merciless people around us, we cannot imagine that anybody could be so merciful to us that even if we mess up everything in our life, He says, it's okay, my son. It's okay, my girl. Don't worry. God says, you're my child, I love you. Forget the past. I'll change your life. I'll make your life a glorious life. But Lord, I messed up so much. No, don't worry about that. I can handle everything. But Lord, I tried all night and I couldn't catch any fish. Don't worry. Just do what I say one step at a time. And you'll see miracles happening. Our life is supposed to be an experience of miracles. Difficulties we face, the Lord solving them. Storm, the Lord stills it. No fish, Jesus fills the net. No food for the multitude, Jesus provides it. The wine runs out in the wedding, it's okay, Jesus can provide it. What is the message in all the miracles? Take this word for the new year. God can solve every problem. I'll tell you that. Put God first in your life and you'll never have a regret when you come to the end of your life. Let people try to harm you in 101 ways. Do you know how many people have tried to harm me and destroy me, destroy my reputation, destroy my ministry and destroy our church? Have they succeeded? Just look around and see if they have succeeded. They would have succeeded if I hated them. But I loved them. I said, Lord, I forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know they're fighting against you. They're not fighting against Zach Poonen. They're fighting against God. They're not speaking evil of Zach Poonen. They're speaking evil of God. Let them do what they like. I'll forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, Lord. You know, when Jesus said, Father, forgive them on the cross, I've thought about that often. You mean when he said they don't know what they're doing, you mean people don't know what they're doing when they kill a man? What he meant was they don't know who they are killing. They don't know that I am the Son of God whom they are crucifying. This is not an ordinary thief or even an ordinary man. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. They don't know who they are killing. And when people speak evil of me, I say the same thing. Father, forgive them, because they don't know who they are speaking evil of. I'm not an ordinary man. And I'm not boasting. I'm a son of God. If I say I'm an Indian, am I boasting? No. If I say I'm 79 years old, am I boasting? No. Neither am I boasting when I say I am a son of God. I'm not an ordinary human being. If you don't have faith that what God has done in you, God calls you his child, but you won't call yourself that, okay, then what can I do? But when God called me his child, I said, I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say the same thing about myself, what God says about me. I'm a son of God. As many as received him, John 1:12, he gave them the authority to be children of God. That's what I am. That's what I tell the devil. And so when people hurt me or harm me, I say, Father, forgive them. They don't know whom they are hurting. Poor people. They think they are hurting an ordinary human being. They're not. They're hurting a son of God. They're crucifying a son of God. They're trying to destroy a son of God's ministry. Father, forgive them. Poor people. That's how Jesus forgave, and that's how we are to forgive everyone.